Hussey's four levels of importance in relationships. Recently, a female friend of Hussey's went through a breakup. After 7 years without a proposal, she decided to end it. She quickly entered another relationship, which also ended. Then she started seeing someone else, and when that didn't work out, she moved on again. Hussey noticed she seemed to be choosing men almost at random. She had a fear of being single and got swept up in each new love story. Many of us are like this. Each new romance feels like a new story where we play the starring role. We all love love stories like Titanic, where we're captivated by Jack and Rose. But these stories aren't real life. Love stories distract from what truly makes relationships last. Hussey says we need to look beyond these narratives and focus on what enriches a partnership. If you want a long-term, committed relationship, you need to ask yourself, what's truly important? Hussey has a framework to help assess potential long-term partners called the four levels of importance. Level 1. Admiration. You feel drawn to the person and there's basic attraction. This is nice but not important for a deeper connection. Level 2. Mutual attraction. This feels intense and rare. When someone you like reciprocates, it's thrilling, and you start dreaming of an epic romance. But mutual attraction can be misleading, since there's no guarantee both people want the same things. Level 3. Commitment. This is where things start to matter. Commitment means more than attraction. It's a joint decision to build a future together. Without this agreement, a relationship lacks a foundation. Think of dating as finding a nice plot of land. There's potential to build a house, even a castle. But without a builder, there's no house, no castle, and no relationship. Level 4. Compatibility. This is essential for long-term relationships. It's about how well personalities, values, and life goals mesh. Consider how you and your partner manage conflicts and if you enjoy everyday life together. Compatibility turns a love story into a life story, something real and lasting. Early relationship signs. It takes time to see if you and your partner are truly compatible, but there are things you can notice early on in dating. People often say to trust your instincts. Well, yes and no. Our instincts aren't always right. Think about a riptide. If you're swimming and get caught in one, your instinct is to swim toward the shore. But actually, you should swim parallel to the shore to escape. It's the same with dating. Instead of blindly following your instincts and getting caught up in a fantasy, take a practical approach. Look at the signs. For example, if you're dating someone you like and they start to pull away, your instinct might tell you to chase after them. But if they're losing interest, it's a clear sign. If they're pulling away, let them go. Make yourself available for someone who wants to be with you. However, dating isn't always clear-cut. In the early stages, things can feel confusing. Most people aren't liars or deliberately deceptive, but many avoid sharing uncomfortable truths. If you're confused, you need to ask the tough questions. This helps turn a relationship from something in your head into something real and based on mutual understanding. If it's been a few months and the relationship feels undefined, you need to clarify things. Are you together or not? Is it exclusive? Where is it going? To clear up these uncertainties, start a conversation. You could say, I've been enjoying our time together. I find myself not wanting to see other people because I want to see where this could go. How about you? Are you feeling the same? Having these open and honest conversations isn't easy. It requires vulnerability, which can be scary. But you need to be clear about what you want. This way, you can judge the reality of what the other person is offering and decide if that's enough. Red flags in dating to watch out for. In the dating world, decoding signals is crucial, especially when identifying red flags. Although the term red flag can be overused, certain behaviors truly warrant concern and can save you time and heartbreak. One major red flag is if someone speaks negatively about multiple exes. This might suggest unresolved issues or a tendency to avoid personal responsibility. Pay attention to how the person treats others, especially when they think you're not watching. This can reveal their true character and how they might eventually treat you. Another warning sign is an unwillingness to apologize. This suggests a lack of humility and insecurity. True connection and growth in a relationship require the ability to say sorry. Other red flags include consistently breaking promises, both big and small, and inconsistent communication. Additionally, watch out for love bombing, where someone showers you with excessive affection early on. This can indicate immaturity or manipulative and narcissistic tendencies. To determine if it's love bombing, check if the emotional intensity is balanced between both of you or mostly from them. Suggest taking things slower and seeing how they react. This can be very telling. Ignoring these major red flags can lead to three common outcomes, according to Hussey. One is relationships ending abruptly, although the warning signs were there all along. The second is more serious, falling into abusive relationships. The third outcome is wasting time in relationships that don't align with your long-term goals, such as missing out on dreams like having children. Navigate red flags in relationships. It's important to approach red flags with a balanced perspective. People can change, and one instance of questionable behavior doesn't define someone's entire character or their ability to grow in a relationship. Notice if a worrying pattern is an isolated incident or recurring behavior. If it seems like the behavior might improve, treat it as a cautionary signal, an amber light, not a stop sign. This means it's time to talk about it. Engaging in difficult conversations is essential. Open a dialogue and observe the other person's response. Their reaction can help you decide whether to proceed with caution, give the green light, or step back from the relationship. While these conversations can be scary, they can prevent a breakup, getting stuck in an abusive relationship, or wasting years of your life. Steps to leave an unhappy relationship. Walking away from an unhappy relationship is tough. It's hard to see the red flags and even harder to act on them. But relationship expert Matthew Hussey has created a process to help you get out. Follow these steps without shortcuts to find the courage and strength to leave, even if it's painful. First, accept that the person you're with is not going to change. They might not want to, or maybe they can't. This truth is crucial. Next, consider how your empathy affects the relationship. While empathy is great, too much can lead to self-harm. You might excuse poor treatment because you care too much. Recognize when your empathy hides fears like being alone or starting over. Balance empathy with self-preservation. Then, be brave. As Hussey says, you're going to have to light the fuse and blow up your life. Accept the harsh reality of your situation and prepare to act. When doubts arise, don't let them trick you into staying. Remind yourself that staying means you'll never be truly happy. Sometimes you have to let go of hope to save yourself. Staying in an unhappy relationship only prolongs suffering. Prepare for the aftermath. Breaking up will hurt, much like a drug addict going through withdrawal. The pain doesn't mean it was a mistake to end it. It's a natural reaction to ending a significant part of your life. Finally, accept that recovery will take time. You'll face emotional pain for days, weeks, or even months. It's a hard path, but it leads to the happiness you deserve, whether or not you're in a relationship. Key points. 1. Focus on building relationships with commitment and compatibility, not just attraction. 2. Avoid rushing into relationships due to fear of being single. Seek meaningful connections. 3. Pay attention to early signs and have honest conversations to clarify relationship intentions. 4. Watch for red flags like negativity, broken promises, and excessive affection early on. 5. Balance empathy with self-preservation and be brave enough to leave if necessary. 6. Understand that breaking up will be painful, but is necessary for long-term happiness. 7. Give yourself time to heal after ending a relationship. Recovery is a gradual process.